Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Live to Ukraine now for Joseph Lindsley. Joe, hello to you. Until we started hearing your stories every day about dealing with air raid sirens and missiles and power outages, I used to get upset about car alarms going off around here. But these talks kind of put in perspective the problems of the day we face here in Chicago. You know what I mean?
Well, I still get upset when I hear a car alarm or very rarely music that's too loud in the car, because you jump and you say, you know, is this a new attack?
Yeah.
So I share the frustration. And in fact, right now we are, for the past 20 minutes, we've been in an air alarm here in Kharkiv and also in the surrounding regions, all the way down to the south, to Zaporizhia, Kherson, Mykolaiv. And then just moments ago in Dnipro, which is also in southern Ukraine, there's also an air alarm. And on Telegram, Dnipro authorities just about 3 minutes ago said they issued a warning. They said activity of enemy aircraft has been spotted in the waters of the Sea of Azov on the edge of the Crimean Peninsula. Missile threat. So, you know, something could be coming this way at any moment. We had no alarm since about 3 o'clock this morning. So kind of a quiet morning since about 3:30 in the morning. But I found out today, confirmed that where our team was yesterday delivering those supplies with the help of your listeners, the village of Kozatsa Lopan, there was a verified Russian shelling just a couple of blocks from us. And that's probably what we heard at that moment when we were there yesterday morning. Let's see what else. There's been very intense fighting in the Kherson region in the south, back and forth, crossfire between Russia and Ukraine. And then in that city of Bakhmut, with the Russians, you know, have had this maniacal focus on destroying the city, but they've been unable to enter. They've been just at the perimeter of the city since I was there in June. There's a winery there, which I visited. We were there in June to help evacuate media and refugees, and right next to this winery. And that winery is now a fortified Ukrainian position. It was scary to be there when I was in. When it was June, I can't imagine what it's like now, because the Russians are doing everything they can to absolutely destroy the city. And that's where we are today.
Somehow you go about your routines there, even though it's life under the constant threat and fear of war. And I know during an air alarm, was it yesterday, that you met with some business leaders?
Oh, that was, yeah, a couple of days ago. I met with leaders of their members of the Rotary Club here in Kharkiv, and they were very happy that I speak with you, with Chicago, every day, because they said the Rotary Club was founded in Chicago, and these are, civic leaders, business leaders in the city, and, they're all in wartime mode, and they do everything they can to get supplies for, most of them have sons or brothers fighting. And they do everything they can to, transform their business to be focused on winning the war. And so we went bowling, which is something that none of us had done. No one does any activities like that really on a regular basis. But it was sort of strange during an air raid alarm to be bowling and picturing the pins as Russian orcs, as my friends were saying. But really during that time, I got to connect with and hear a lot of their stories and the businessmen and women of the city, people who they could have left, but they've stayed here to keep the economy going and to say, they will resist until victory.
I don't know how you do it, getting used to what you go through there every day. And quickly, before we say goodbye today, Joseph, we understand that almost 5 million Ukrainian consumers are dealing with power outages. At least that was the report earlier this morning. Is that still the case?
Yeah, there's rolling blackouts throughout the country, especially, everywhere throughout the country. Part of that is Ukraine knows they have to conserve energy now, knowing that, we expect more and more strikes, especially there's been a pattern of Monday attacks on infrastructure. That village I visited yesterday, they have no power or water. So the people are just prepared to live like this through the winter. Also, I'll note tomorrow we plan on Saturday we'll make another humanitarian mission with our friends to a liberated part of the Kharkiv region. So I can tell you about that on Monday. But support's always welcome at UkrainianFreedomNews.com as we try to fortify everyone as the weather gets colder and facing more infrastructure threats.
Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine, take care of yourself, Joe. We'll talk on Monday and continue to work on your bowling game, okay?
It'll be a long time before I bowl again.
All right. Have a peaceful weekend, we hope. We'll see you.